This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Now, this might be a stupid question.
Yeah.
Is this Post Malone? Right here?
No.
This is not Post Malone? Shaboozy?
Yes. Oh my
Who's
God.
Shaboozy?
You really don't know any music.
I never heard of Shaboozy.
This does not
Shaboozy.
Even remotely sound like Post Malone.
No. It doesn't?
No.
No.
Oh. I will play some Post Malone next break and you'll hear the stark difference.
All right. Post
Malone, he is so talented. Could we hear like later at some point some Post Malone?
Yeah,
next segment. We got
like
Post Malone.
Post Malone covers are amazing.
Yeah.
He does everything.
What's his most famous cover?
I don't know.
You just said he does everything.
I don't know. He does everything. So his most famous cover, it could be anything by anyone. I can't even imagine what his most famous cover is. He does like, this guy is so talented. It's like he just gets up there at his concerts and goes and plays on his own. Like, keeps going. Like the guy who keeps coming back for more encores. I went and saw Neil Young in Mountain View, California in like 1996.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like he didn't ever want to leave. And I appreciated it so much. Neil Young up there on the stage. You know how like the band will go off.
Yep.
And then you know they're going to come back the one time with the encore. And then they're going
to
play the big song and all that. He kept coming back. He actually, I don't know how many times, maybe five? He actually made good on that promise. Like, oh, he's bowing, but he's not really going to come back. You know, like, he did. And it meant something to him. Like, you could tell how important it was to Neil Young that we hear this message.
Doesn't it get a little annoying after a while, though? It's like, all right, dude, we get it.
It wasn't
annoying
to me.
We get the bit. Just play the song.
I was a college kid. It was like, holy cow, this is the longest concert. Like, I'm getting the best deal I've ever gotten for my money at a concert. I don't want to leave. And by the way, it's Neil Young. He's going and doing, he's amazing. So you got this whole history, this huge log of songs. And they're all good.
I couldn't name one Neil Young song.
Oh, really?
No. He's a different person than Neil Diamond, right?
Is he Sugar Mountain?
Cinnamon Girl.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, that's another. We'll add it to the list, Buzz. We'll play that later.
Is there an artist you could name more than like three songs of?
Man. That's tough. I'm not a music guy.
Well, that's been very clear.
So many songs like for the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, like that whole thing?
Oh, yeah. They're my favorite.
Really?
No.
I get the feeling that's not at all the case. Well, he's talented. Not a good singer, sort of Bob Dylan-esque.
Okay.
You know, good music, good lyrics.
You would hate it,
just
Tom.
Not good singing.
But Post Malone is great. So make sure you get in.
True.
That's our side topic today. Give us something that's lucky. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to Post Malone, Citizens Bank Park, on May 24th. You're welcome to get in on that. Trying to manifest luck for the Sixers tonight. And talking about the Sixers, would you be back excited about the team again if they get the number one overall pick with Cooper Flagg? I would be. I think you look at this player, this guy is a unique talent. This is like your get-out-of-jail-free card, all the moves you made. You get Cooper Flagg, you're back headed in the right direction. And it's like we can kind of forget about the last few years.
Well, I mean, it does make it a lot easier. I think I'm still resentful. I'm still hopeful at some point that Joel can actually do this. You know, Joel is supposed to be able to come back and play basketball again. You know, they told us that they've gone in and they've done the surgery or a surgery.
And they've always been so truthful about injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
The guy should not be done playing. And let's hope he's not. And let's hope he's not done playing in Philadelphia because he's former MVP. I mean, he really is that good if he's right. I worry can he be right in Philadelphia? You know, like, is he going to get it in his head that he wants to be right with LeBron, with that plan? Because that scares me a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think Embiid's ever going to be healthy again. And that's the thing. I just feel like if you don't get this pick tonight, you're really headed down a dark path as an organization, but it could all change.
So we have a 10.65% chance to not be headed down a dark path.
Yes. So you're saying
that doesn't sound like good odds.
It's
man.
A chance. It's 1 out of 10. So we got a shot. 215-592-9494. Also with the Phillies, are you confident after this road trip they're going to win the NL East? I am. I think that's my biggest takeaway from the weekend. We see what this team looks like when they're at full strength. You got a starting rotation that is dominant. I mean, you've got a bullpen that is really talented as well, and coming into their own. And offensively, Bryce Harper hasn't even gotten going yet.
I don't know that the bullpen is really talented as well. I think it's a big plus that Romano is no longer giving away whatever he was giving away. It does seem like something changed. Is it that obvious? Whatever he was doing, how obvious was it?
Holy I don't know.
Cow.
I mean,
ERA was over 15, so it was. I mean, it's going to take forever. He's gone 5 scoreless outings, and it's still barely dipped down.
Yeah, and he looks, I mean.
But what a major difference.
Yeah.
Whatever he was doing, he stopped doing it. And I, even though it's hard for me to get my head around the fact that he might be good, it looks like he's good now. It looks like as night and day as it can get.
Certainly looks a lot better. So do you think the Phillies are the clear favorites in the NL East after this road trip? 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. In a few minutes here, we'll get to an interesting trade potential option for the Phillies. First, let's get to the phones. Go to Neil in the Northeast. What's up, Neil?
Oh, sorry, Tom. I hate to rain on your parade, but, you know, 10 or 12% chance of getting Cooper Flagg. I agree with Barkley. The Sixers are going to be bad the next 10 years. So if you want to see games, you could get tickets on the secondary market, cheap tickets, and would watch the NBA playoffs, which are very good this year, you know. So I don't believe in the Sixers.
So Neil, even if they get Cooper Flagg, I mean, this kid's a generational player.
Yeah,
they could get
them. They're not going to get him. 10 to 12% chance. They're probably going to get the fifth pick and squander it. Like they could have got Mikal Bridges, who's actually mom worked with the Sixers, and he traded away. And you see what he's doing with the Knicks and even the Nets before. They would have got a good player, but they don't get good players. I don't trust the process. Sorry. What's your opinion, Rhea? You are the same way?
No, I don't trust that team at all. But if they get Cooper Flagg, you got to be a little excited.
Yeah, well, that I agree. But the chances of getting him are very slim.
They are. So. It's a lottery, Neil. The chances for every team are very slim. I mean, the team with the best odds has what? Like a 14?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
15% chance? So it could be anybody.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know about the ping pong balls, but okay. Anyway, talk about Phil.
It sounds like you don't trust it, Neil. Sounds like you're not. You think there's they've got it in for us or something?
Yeah, well, I
think we're gonna win this thing.
I believe like Yali, you know, I think Maury is just terrible in making picks, and you know, like I don't think Embiid's gonna ever. You know, like he might be like Yao Ming, you know, like with arthritis and, you know, the conditioning, I think it's bad. You know, so when Barkley, who I think is a very good analyst, says, you know, like he hates to say this from the area, that they're not going to be good for 10 years, I believe it. So,
well, what's something that's lucky?
Now let's talk about optimistic. The Phillies, 11 out of 13, the scoring runs. And scoring runs, like, especially when the weather gets, you know, like hotter, you know, like they should, you know, get seven or more runs, and that helps the bullpen immensely. And, you know, they got Painter. I wait till July to get Painter up, and Schwarber's having, like, MVP season. Stott, I think, and Turner, at least hitting-wise, are probably all-stars. And I think Wheeler's in contention for the Cy Young this year.
Well, Neil, give us something that's lucky.
Well, I say a horoscope, a lucky horoscope.
Okay. Horoscope. What do you think of that answer, John?
I'm not a big believer in the horoscope, but I do like to read them. And I usually try to see, you know, how are these vagaries really going to, like, how hard did they try to really do a good job with this? Most of the time, it doesn't seem like they tried very hard.
So you don't believe in the horoscope, but you need your numbers to add up to a certain number because you're superstitious that way.
I don't know that it's superstitious. I just think that numbers, I don't know, maybe it's because numbers like identified us and that started to mean way too much.
What time is your alarm in the morning?
Think about
it. Like for this show?
It depends. I said a lot of them. So,
but they all add up to the same thing?
No, they have to add up to certain numbers. They can add up to 16 because 16 is 4 squared, and 4 is the best number in my book. Like 4 matters the most. So when you've got multiples of 4, that works. I do not like the number 5, even though I love Donovan. I do not like his number. Oh. I cannot have 5 be the sum. At any point. Like, so I could never have my alarm set for 104.
Wow. That's.
Or 401.
That's bizarre.
It won't work.
That is very weird.
403, I love that. 7's a beautiful number. It's a little bit cliched for being so beautiful. So I probably would veer away from 7.
Uh-huh.
But 4, 8, 9, especially, if it adds up to 9, 13 is actually a good number for it to add up to. 14, yes, because it's 2 times 7.
Okay, well, there you go.
Does that make any sense at all?
It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It's bizarre.
But,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, it feels important at the time when I'm doing it.
Right. But I'm learning a lot about you. And that's what's important is we're becoming closer now.
I know.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get some interesting sound in a minute. But first, here's John.
Look at you. Your life is under control. Errands done. Groceries got. It's a good time for a reward. You know the one, your favorite tasty cake treat. Is it the delicious crimpet or the mouth-watering candy cake? No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes.
Now, when we talk about the Phillies, and obviously the trade deadline this year is going to be a really important part of this season, where they're going to improve their team, what the Phillies are going to do here. And over the last couple of days, an interesting situation's kind of started to develop across Major League Baseball, where in Boston, they have this situation with Rafael Devers, third baseman for them originally, signed to a long-term deal. Now, in the offseason, they signed Alec Bregman.
Which made no sense.
No.
They had just signed Devers to that deal.
Right. Devers had been signed to the contract. And then they asked him to move to first base. He didn't like that. Now they're asking him to move to DH. And it doesn't seem like this is going to be a marriage that's going to work long term.
Doesn't it remind you of Manny Ramirez when he used to drive them crazy back in the day, but he could hit?
It does. It does. I mean, it's a very similar situation with what's going on with Devers right now. And, you know, they had possibly been trading Manny. They ended up keeping him. And that obviously worked out for the Red Sox. But this was from the Talkin' Baseball podcast over the weekend. An interesting idea as far as a destination for Rafael Devers.
Chris Rose, the trade thing, and I can't believe you started there. I have a team, and I have a guy who can play first base and hit right-handed, which the Red Sox actually sneaky still need right-handed hitters. You get off of the Devers contract, and a team that's been looking for a third baseman upgrade for a long time, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine the star power? They have Schwarber coming off the books this offseason. So if they don't think Devers is going to stick at third, that could be your DH spot. Okay, if it was Baum and maybe you throw in a couple of those Phillies pitching prospects or something like that, the Phillies have been looking for that next step to elevate them in this now crowded NL as they have their core in their early 30s. This is obviously daydream. I have zero sources. My brain just jumped there for no reason this morning, and I was like, whoa, could both sides love this?
Now, it would be an upgrade from Alec Boehm, theoretically.
Not defensively. Not at all.
But this is the thing. I'm not making this move for Rafael Devers. I mean, you look at it, first off, I didn't like how he handled the offseason. I mean, move positions. That's what's best for the team. You do what's best for the team. And if I'm cashing in my big-time prospects, I'm not doing it for a bat. That's not what you need right now.
Here's the thing with him. I didn't have a problem with Devers being upset when they acquired Bregman, because it's like, what are you doing here? I mean, I kind of got that, and you know, now they move him to DH, and then the guy gets injured at first. It's like, dude, it was an injury. It was a catastrophic injury. The guy's done for the year, right? So they needed help. Like, you go there.
Yeah.
But the casual way that they dropped in there, well, you know, they're going to move on from the Kyle Schwarber contract. I'm like, no!
Right. Do what's best for the team. And moving on from the Schwarber contract, what do you think, John? I mean, does this have any appeal to you whatsoever? Devers is a guy, 4 years younger than Schwarber?
I have a problem with... I want Kyle Schwarber to be a Philly. Kyle Schwarber holds this team together. And he's only 32. I do not see him as over the hill. We're watching him hone his game. We're watching him improve as a hitter. And look, he hasn't been bad when he's been out in left field either. I think I'm imagining a little bit of sprightliness at times when he's... I'm not saying I want him to be our left fielder. He's our DH. But in a pinch, he has not been horrendous when called upon in left field. In terms of this question of Alec, what we're really talking about is Alec Boehm. Rafael Devers, is he better than Alec Boehm? Alec Boehm, I do not appreciate the attitude, the catastrophic, woe is me, you know.
This guy doesn't.
Yeah, well, then you're going to love Rafael Devers.
That's
yeah.
the thing.
He's great at the plate.
This guy's
but not
bringing
at the
same
yeah.
attitude problems, and I don't know that it's an upgrade. So I'm sorry. It's not the deal I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. But I would agree with you. I don't think it really fits for the Phillies. But would love to get your take. If you're the Phillies, should they have interest in Rafael Devers, another big bat you could add to the lineup? And at least for this year, you'd have Devers in the lineup with Schwarber. We'd see what would happen long term. But it would definitely beef up your offense for this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.